From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Among things like detours and extra travel time, this summer's Algonquin Boulevard construction project has beer drinkers worried about being able to get to the beer store. Fear not, says the city's project coordinator, Eric Rice.
The contractor has access in place that they will provide for the beer store.
So you can get in and out all summer. And if you want to stay away from the construction, there is a beer store on Railway Street. It worked last year when Airport Road was part of a heavy truck detour during Connecting Link reconstruction. So the city's again reducing the speed limit from La Forest Road to about a kilometer and a half southward to 50 kilometers an hour this summer. City engineer Pat Seguin says it doesn't represent a major inconvenience.
It actually increases the travel time by about 26 seconds. So in the eyes of safety, we felt it was worth bringing this again to council for their approval.
The matter arose last year when people living along that part of Airport Road were concerned about safely getting out of their driveways. Two people from Quebec and four from Southern Ontario have been charged with fraud over $5,000 related to training 200 transport drivers in Ontario. OPP took up the investigation 3 years ago when their Quebec counterparts advised of fraudulent practices. They involve using an interpreter to complete a licensing test, residents from outside the province applying for driver's licenses, and circumventing the mandatory entry-level standard for commercial vehicle operators. The Mountjoy Farmers Market is getting a permanent location across Riverside Drive from where it's been operating the past few summers. Barry and Selena Petrosky have donated the old Barry's Truck Ranch to the Porcupine District Agricultural Society. Officially, City Hall will own it. Ag Society President Rock Wissell says the planned market pavilion will be built on the new spot.
The minute the city has possession of that property, we still have to go through a little bit of legal issues to have the city own it, and then we'll be able to start construction on the new pavilion, which is a 40 by 100 building for us to host the farmers market every Saturday.
Wissell expects the market to be in its new home for the season opening around July 1st. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.